Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Hake. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, good morning. We are moving on through the week. I had to work from home on Friday, so no show. But guys, there's like 1,500 other episodes you could check out. She just had to hear my voice. But yeah, so I had to work, and I worked all weekend. I woke up 6:30 on Friday, and I worked till about 6 on Friday. My mom was chill till about 2 o'clock. Then she started acting crazy, but I just sat there, kept working and watching her and, you know, trying to keep her calm, which seems to be the biggest issue. I think for her right now, sundowners is just everything. And I'm sure she still has the ulcer. It's not bleeding. It doesn't seem to be causing her pain, although I feel like she's in some pain. I noticed some bruises from when she fell. She falls all the time, and it's like, God. But she doesn't remember things, you know? It's like being in a really scary version of Memento. I don't know if you guys ever saw that movie, but I think that was Chris Nolan's first big film. Anyway, so everything's just moving along. You know, like I want to stress something. And I want to be very clear. I'm not a person that goes out and seeks a lot of advice. So I don't particularly need a bunch of people giving me advice if I haven't asked for it. But I find the number one thing that most people need in this situation that I find myself in is cash or bodies. I either need you to give me some cash or I need you to come sit here and watch her while I go do something. While I go to work, while I, you know, because it's the caregiving that's expensive. And what I'm saying, I'm not asking anybody to start sending me donations. What I'm saying is when people tell you there's all these resources out there, those are the only two resources you need. You can look this shit up yourself and you'll find there are not a lot of resources that offer money or help or affordable help. That's what people need. So stop giving people advice. Stop sending out articles. Stop, you know, listen, if a person has been dealing with this for longer than 6 months, they don't need your articles and they don't need your, I just saw this, I just read this. I mean, I know that it's well-intentioned and I'm not trying to make this a hot take, but my father had this disease. So don't you think I started reading about this disease then? He got diagnosed in 1996. And guess what? There have been no innovations between 1996 and 2020 when my mom was diagnosed. And yes, there may be some new medicines out there. That's great. But it doesn't help people who are already in the middle of it. And it's probably not going to help people who... And I don't mean to be super negative, but I'm going to say this. As long as you don't know what causes something, how the fuck can you cure it? That's it. That's my take on that. So stop calling people and sending them, you know, these sorry messages and looking forlorn. This shit is hard. It's hard. If you choose to be a caregiver, and it is a choice, you're going to have some tough days. You know, yesterday, for some reason, my mom just decided to disrobe. You know, I'm going to take a nap. Okay, I go in there to check on her. She has no clothes on. Thankfully, she kept the Depends on. I'm like, where are your clothes? What is happening? And then, you know, she gets this mood where she just doesn't listen to you and she won't do what you ask her to do. And it's like, dude, put your clothes on. There's no reason for you to be sitting around here with no clothes on. And it's just infuriating that she won't listen. She thinks she's the boss. She thinks she's in charge. And I don't have to put my clothes, but yeah, you do. Kinda. I don't want to see this. This is not what I want to look at. You know, it's just wild. It's a terrible disease. And it's hard. And somehow we've gotten unused to doing hard things. It's hard. You can't fix it for me. You can't save me. This is what I chose to do. And when I can do it different, I swear to God I will. I'm working on a lot of things. A lot of things are going so much better than I've anticipated, and I'm excited. But please, no more recommendations. If I don't ask for it, don't feel free to not offer it. I am as well versed in this stuff as I can be. And every person is different. That's the other wrinkle. Your person may not have sundowners. I've heard people say, my mom just laid there and did everything I asked her to do because she was like, if that's what they want, then they would never give me wrong advice. And they just had a sweet experience. I've had other people be like my mom. They just cuss you out, call you a bitch, call the police, be screaming for help. Yeah. Every person's different and everybody processes the disease different. But if you're not coming with real solutions, then leave the person alone. Send them some cash or show up and help. But otherwise, enough. This is dumb. I'm tired of having dumb conversations. And speaking of that, what is going on with J-Lo? Will someone do a wellness check on her? Something is wrong with her. And again, I'm not trying to be mean. None of that is mean. It's not meant to be a hot take. It's just the facts. When people are deep in caregiving, the number of folks that either feel guilty or feel like they just have to help some kind of way and they send you these articles or there's some medicine that, listen, she ain't gonna respond to no medicine at this point. Like, come on, people. People die. People get sick and people die. And if you're not the caregiver, then you need to ask the person how you can support them. And maybe they do want a bunch of articles. I don't know. But it's insulting to me to, like, stop sending me articles. This disease has been a part of my life since 1996. I don't need any articles. I don't need anybody telling me there's resources. There's not resources. I've talked to multiple social workers. I've hospitalized my mom, which was no help at all. She did not get any hospice care until she cracked her head and had brain bleeding. I mean, you'll see for yourself. There's not a lot of help out there. But if you really want to help somebody, ask them what they need. Ask them. I'm telling you, I need cash or bodies. And we're making it work. But if you don't have cash or you can't come and be there, then just be like, hey, I'm thinking about you. Thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, I'm praying for you. Thanks. I received that. Thank you. That's it. Other than that, I'm just going to think you feel guilty. And that's a you problem, not a me problem. I'm sorry. I just felt hot about that. I don't know why I'm not. I don't have a specific example. I'm just tired of feeling like, you know, stop sending me articles of shit. Especially Shayna. I love Shayna. But Shayna, stop sending me articles. All right. So J-Lo, I tried to watch. So I worked all weekend. And I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I worked from home on Friday, like I said, 6:30 to 6. And then I did all day Saturday. All day, maybe to midday Sunday. Ran into work, realized I still needed to finish something. Came back, worked some more. I worked all weekend. So at some point, I was like, let me just relax. I need to not think about anything. And I tried to watch that J-Lo thing on Amazon. And I'm going to be honest with you. I thought people were just joning on her for, you know, just like going off like, because she can. It is a lot. Like, there's a lot. These little snippets are kind of funny. But when you try to watch the thing, it's like, what am I looking at? And it's not like the songs are bad. I mean, the video doesn't make sense, but it's like, this is not the 90s. People aren't wanting this interpretive, you know, kind of artistic statement or whatever it is she thinks she's doing. Like, that's not where we are. She is not reading the room. She has no self-awareness. People just find her hilarious and silly. And it's like, she doesn't get it. You know, TikTok has let us know that Ashanti and someone else did almost all of her vocals. When people went, so they would get people to do the guide track, you know, just to share the track with the artist. I'm like, okay. And when they went to mix it, they wouldn't take the person off. So Ashanti, and I can't think of this other young lady's name, a lot of J-Lo's hits are sung with a thin layer of J-Lo on top of Ashanti's voice. And people doing all of the backing vocals that you think is J-Lo is the person from the guide track. And it's like, wow, you created a monster because she really thinks she's that chick. Like, she can sing, she can dance, she can, I mean, people are just over her. And she's pretty. And I think she seems like I said, she did one really good movie. I thought she was good and Out of Sight. I don't understand the rest of her career. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. She hasn't been really good, I don't think, as an actor in anything else. I watched her TV show. She wasn't great in that. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. Like, I think she thinks she's this tastemaker and this deep artist. I think she thinks she's Meryl Streep. Listen, I work with somebody like this. This delusional kind of narcissism is crazy. It's crazy to watch, to the point where it's like, you might need help. Like, you might need deep psychiatric help, because it's weird to watch somebody be that out of touch. And I tried to watch it. I had to turn it off. It's unwatchable. And then I tried to watch the documentary, and I found that unwatchable. She's not interesting. It's, you know, maybe in 1998, people would have been like, oh my God, let's watch a J-Lo documentary. But these kids ain't interested in you. And people my age, and I'm her age, it's like, this is all you got to give us? This is as deep as you can get at 54? You're about to be 55 years old. You don't got nothing else in the tank but this? This is as deep as you can get, and it's a fucking narcissistic project about yourself, and it's not even good. It really is just a bunch of people following her around saying yes to everything and breaking bad news to her. That's the documentary in a nutshell. And then the film video thing, you know, and shame on Jay Shetty, he's like one of these guru people. And his big shtick was, I was a monk, so now I can share all this with you. And he's been on the scene, I would say, at least 10 years. And he's finally built up this huge following. He used to have a dope haircut, too. And he's been on every major podcast. And I've come across his stuff, you know. And then it turns out he wasn't even a real monk. He was a fucking Hare Krishna. Yeah, the people from the airport. Like, is anybody authentic? Is anybody telling the truth? Do you know TikTok? There's like several videos where TikTok believes that Stevie Wonder isn't really blind. And I think that one bothers me the most of all of them. Because Stevie has kicked people's ass. Stevie has caught things thrown at him. And what I will say is this. Stevie went blind. He wasn't born blind. He was born premature and he was put in an incubator. And there was something off with the oxygen and it made him blind. So there's a chance that he's not completely, totally blind. But that just feels like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, that might be the scam of the century. But I don't know. But there are many videos where people are like, is he blind? And I'm like, wait. There, Ray Parker Jr. tells a hilarious story about Stevie Wonder kicking his drummer's ass. It's Ray Parker Jr.'s drummer. And, you know, Stevie was criticizing this dude's play. And the dude was like, fuck that. Put me in front of Stevie. Put Stevie in front of me. And like, we're just going to duke it out. And like, Stevie Wonder, according to Ray Parker Jr., kicked this dude's ass. I mean, Stevie's from Detroit. So that's another thing. The biggest scammers I've ever met were from Detroit. At Howard, those boys were a mess. Loved them, but they were scam city. And yeah, so he could be scamming us, but I also know they were tough too. And Stevie kicked this dude's ass, and Ray Parker Jr. thought that was hilarious and kicked the guy out the band. He's like, you're not the best drummer. If Stevie Wonder could kick your ass, you're out of my band. Something like that. Anyway, I don't know. That just feels wrong. That feels wrong. And I feel wrong talking about it. But if Stevie Wonder's not blind, what the fuck? We've been living in the Matrix, man. So anyway, J-Lo's stuff is terrible. She's getting roasted still on TikTok, and she deserves it. I don't understand what's going on with her. Maybe it's a midlife crisis. I don't know. Maybe, you know, people have figured out that she lied for Puffy and obviously cut some sort of deal with him. And I guess because she was on a trajectory when they were dating, but definitely his relationship with her gave her some cachet. She was way more visible, but she definitely disappeared from his life after that incident with the gun, but her career took off. So you do the math. Anyway, that's really all I have, I think. I mean, Stevie Wonder not being blind? Whoa. Like I said, I've been in a vacuum with work. I had to run around and try to catch up in my life yesterday. But work was something. And I'll just say this. There are a lot of people out here harming one another. And I just don't think we're having the real conversations that we need to have around that. You know, drugs obviously are no bueno. They're a non-starter. Just don't get into drugs. Don't even think that it's like something you can just play with. And you start fucking around with meth and all the different names they have for meth. I mean, you're changing your brain. You're changing the chemistry of your brain. And that's just dangerous. It's just dangerous. Drugs make you do some weird, crazy shit. And I've heard some of the strangest drug stories in the last 6 years. So protect yourself. Don't do drugs. Not even recreationally. It's not worth it. And, yeah. Like I said, I didn't mean that to be a hot take. I'm not mad at anybody, but it's just like, dude, you know, I'm tired of this too. I'm tired of caregiving. It's hard. It really is. And, you know, she's a tough patient, but I'm getting more help and I'm excited about that. And like I said, I got a lot of things cooking. And if she would stop getting injured or having problems, I could focus more on it. So, no excuses, though. We're going to have an excellent 2024. Puffy's house got raided. How did I forget that? Buried the lead. I've told you guys for the last 2 years, YouTube has receipts. Now, TikTok has receipts. And Puffy's just been doing a lot of stuff he shouldn't be doing. These lawsuits revealed that. And when the feds raid your house, they already got the case. That's why you always hear people like, I'm going to fight these charges. And then like 2 days later, they're like, well, we came to a plea agreement. Because the feds be having phone calls, pictures. They got everything. They have all the evidence. They've been tracking you. As soon as Cassie put sex trafficking in her lawsuit, that was the official go ahead to like, yeah, we got to let this dude go. And the people who've been protecting him have finally been like, yeah, you're too much trouble. You could just tell they fed him to the wolves because he's too much. He's too much trouble. So, yeah, they raided all of his homes, New York, Miami, Los Angeles. And this Negro is on a plane somewhere. I think they said Antigua. I don't know. But I have a feeling he ain't coming back. He's going to do what Russell Simmons just did. Russell Simmons is in Bali. Is it Bali? No, it's Bali, I think. I don't know. B-A-L-I. I keep wanting to say like Bollywood. No, it's Bali, I think. Anyway, he's on an island. He talking about he can't come back because something Kimora did. I can't remember. But Kimora's probably losing her mind because, you know, I think I saw one of the daughters. I'm not sure she was arrested, though. And I don't think his sons were arrested. I think they just put him in handcuffs. That's what happens. If you're sitting in the house, you get detained. And that's what's weird to me. Who has a house that big and you got kids around you and he's been so wildly sexually inappropriate? It's hard for me to believe he hasn't been inappropriate with his children. I know that sounds terrifying and scary and like, no, I don't know. I don't know this man and I don't think he has a lot of boundaries. And I don't know. There are a lot of people who have kids so they can molest them. I know that's a shocker. But we're not these sophisticated beings that people think we are. We are as primitive as ever. And there are a lot of people who are inbred and the product of incest. And, you know, in a way, I don't think Game of Thrones normalized it, but they did not normalize it with Cersei and Jaime. And yeah, it was supposed to be set back in the olden days, but her logic was sound. I wanted kids that looked like us and had that kind of power in their bloodline, because Robert Baratheon wasn't going to produce the kids Jaime produced, which shouldn't make it normal, but it might have. And maybe it wasn't trying to make it normal. Maybe it was just trying to say, hey, this shit still happens. It happened then, it's happening now. Whew. Anyway, Puffy probably will not come back ever, and he probably won't go to prison, but he will not be famous, and he most assuredly will not be rich. Something's going to happen to him. So, Sloan Bella, for the win again, she called it. She said something was going to happen to him in March, around Easter. Easter is Sunday, and this dude is running for his life. But I'm going to give him advice from a really good hip-hop group, The Far Side. You can't keep running away. I can't sing, but that was a good song. You can't keep running away. I think it was called Running. It's a good song. And Puffy, you can't keep running away. I mean, you can. But once the feds are on you, it's a lock, my guy. Have an amazing day. Be safe. Don't do drugs. And if you see Puffy, turn his ass in.